You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly recommend that everyone go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go in the Apple and Google stores, download our app, or sit in a chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take your favorite shows with you 24/7 wherever you go. Wherever you go, while you're at it, there's a link. It says support Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out in this state every day, questioning our elections, chipping away at our democracy. Devil Radio and the Shaw, Devil Radio and the Shaw, the strongest, clearest voices, standing up for our elections, standing up for our democracy. Give an example of how people can use the appearance of law to undermine our democracy. The DNR just voted 4-3 to replace Fred Prehn with Greg Kaczmarski as the chairman of the DNR. Now, you may, what was that all about? Fred Prehn, his term expired May 1. He shouldn't be on the board. He isn't on the board. Tony Evers appointed a woman to succeed him, Sandra Nass. The courts have ruled, the Republican courts have ruled that she can't be seated because she hasn't been confirmed by the gerrymandered state Senate Republican. And they've said they're not going to take her up as long as a Democrat is governor. So they bootstrapped Fred Prehn to stay in because there's an old case under a different statute that said that the old guy can hang on for a few weeks while the Senate confirms a new one. It did not anticipate that you'd have a crooked Senate and a crooked Republican Party. This is a way, just like lame duck, to bootstrap power into the hands of the Republican Party even when they lose an election. Fred Prehn was the chairman. Then he's going to step down. He's going to stay on as a member, still voting illegitimately. And then there was a race to succeed him between two people, Greg Kaczmarski and Bill Smith. Greg Kaczmarski was a Walker appointee, Republican. Bill Smith is a Democratic appointee by Evers. Greg Kaczmarski won 4-3. Surprise, Fred Prehn voted for him. The Republicans have maintained control of the DNR even though they lost the election, even though their terms have expired, because they also control the judiciary. And the judiciary rubber stamps whatever is good for the Republican Party. That's happening in Wisconsin. What is the effect of the DNR being controlled by the skeleton hand of Walker and the Republican Party even when they lose an election? You now have forever chemicals spreading around the state. They're in our biggest counties. They're in Milwaukee and Dane County. But they're in Rhinelander and Eau Claire, and then they're in Marinette and all this. They're all over the state. As long as Fred Prehn and the Republicans run the DNR, industry will pour poison into our water. If you do not understand that, you're wasting your time listening to this show. There was an article up in the Eagle River paper, very Republican, the sports editor blasting the Republicans for getting rid of wetlands protections and all that. Hunters and fishermen like clean water. Hunters and fishermen like wetlands protected. They like forests. So do I. But they vote Republican. And they vote to let a crooked deal go through where the Republicans keep control, not just of the DNR, but under lame duck, Voss was transferred a lot of the gubernatorial powers and a lot of the attorney general powers. And everybody in the Republican Party in this state shrugs, okay, you don't understand democracy. You don't understand why it's important to have free elections and the peaceful transition of power without corruption. Wisconsin is a corrupt state right now. It is a corrupt state. Now, was there a way to avoid this? In North Carolina, they tried to do this, and people got into federal court, and the federal courts overturned it. Not sure exactly why it ended up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, although increasingly federal judges, especially appointed by Trump and Republicans, will say, well, we're going to be hands-off. We trust the states. Well, it's not a matter of trusting the states. It's a matter of trusting a corrupt Republican Party. And that is what has happened. So for the next, certainly 2 years, and I'll tell you what, there's an election. Actually, it's 1 year in November. I expect Evers to win. If they put up the Duchess of Foxconn, they put up Rebecca Clayfish. She's not competent to be governor. Governor is not entirely an ideological position. Part of it is gravitas. Part of it is ability to do the job. She doesn't have that. The Republicans know it. They're trying to shoehorn in this guy Nicholson with out-of-state money. He's not going anywhere either. He has a big mouth. He shoots his mouth off even worse than the Duchess of Foxconn. So what happens if Evers gets in for 4 more years? Are they going to continue to not? They've said, we will not confirm anybody Evers appoints. Will the Republican Supreme Court continue to uphold that? Will they run the state for 8 years after they've lost 2 elections? Will you put up with that? You're in Dane County, some of you. You have forever chemicals in your water. There are streams and rivers over there that have different rules on how many fish a month you can eat, how poisonous they are, and so forth. Does that bother you? You talk a lot. You hang around coffee shops on Mifflin Street. What else are you doing over there? What are you doing in Milwaukee? You're not doing anything. This is going on. Just so you know, I'll tell you, I talked before about, we were talking about banning books and critical race theory and all that. A bill went to Evers on critical race theory, banning the teaching of it. It's not being taught anyway. But it's an ambiguous bill. What it says is that you cannot mention racial or sexual stereotypes. You cannot make anyone feel guilty about their race or sex. Now, on its face, that seems fine. You would think that, well, school boards would police that and make sure that you don't have materials being shown to kids that would do that. The problem with this, they're not leaving it at the school board level. The legislature is legislating this. Remember in Virginia, they set up a snitch line, where parents can call in and report a teacher, kind of like Russia under Stalin. Then that teacher will lose their job unless the union's lawyers can somehow convince an arbitrator or a judge to keep them because they made somebody feel guilty or bad. It's too amorphous. It's too wrong. That's why you have local control. The Republican Party always said they had local control as their objective. That's not true. That never was true. They have control as their objective, not local control. This bill passed 20-13 in the Senate. There's a 21-12 party line Senate split. Now think about that. We get half the Senate votes and the Democrats get 12 senators and the Republicans get 21, almost 2-1. Gerrymander. Howard Markline of Spring Green in this case said, well, I think local control should trump, and so I'll leave it to the school boards. That's correct. That is correct. But when you pass legislation that says teachers cannot teach anything that would make a student feel uncomfortable or guilty, that's far too amorphous. That's far too ambiguous. Any kid may feel uncomfortable at some point. What schools should do is have a much stronger anti-bullying policy. I'll tell you, that's a real problem in our schools. What I would do is say this, that if a kid is caught bullying, he gets suspended for 3 days. And if it's repeated and if it's severe, you report that on his college application. When they ask you for recommendation, you can say, I will not recommend this individual. He bullied people. Shut him down. That's one way for making kids not feel bad and guilty about themselves. But in terms of what books are there, leave it to the school boards. Evers will veto this, but if, I'll tell you what, if Rebecca Clayfish gets in, the Duchess of Foxconn, she'll sign this. Then it'll be tested in federal court after a lot of attorney's fees, a lot of attorney's fees. And it'll get struck down. But in the meantime, it chills things. People go, well, I don't know, maybe it won't get struck down. And what it's designed to do is interfere with the teaching of history. Because you're not trying to retroactively make people feel bad now, but they got to understand history. There was a thing called slavery. People were bought and sold. There are slave markets in Charleston, South Carolina. You can go and look at them, where people were in shackles and that kind of thing. I mean, that's just a factual thing. Maybe you don't teach that in the third grade. You're going to teach it in high school. You will teach it in high school. And people should know this. And it was wrong. And Abraham Lincoln put an end to it. And he gave his life to do that. That's just a plain fact. Absolutely just a plain fact. If that makes somebody uncomfortable, if that makes somebody look and they go, well, I'm going to report that teacher because the way she did it, the way she said it, somehow made somebody uncomfortable. That's just not right. That's precisely why you need local control. And that's precisely what the Republicans are stripping out of this. The fact that one state senator stood tall, that's great, gives me hope. But this is the only thing he stands tall on. Doesn't stand tall on anything else. They're all afraid of their donors. They're all afraid of Trump. And if Trump comes in and he says it's wrong, and then somebody endorsed the teaching of critical race theory, which is a code word for doing anything he doesn't like, then they scurry back in their hole. I'll tell you what, the Republican Party has a sickness. A sickness. It's got to cure itself. It's got to morph into a different party. School boards have got to be respected. You can't have right-wing nuts trying to recall them all the time. You can't have parents attacking them. They have to do their job. Going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. There are people on the lines. Do not hang up. Short break. I'll get back to you right after the break.